What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here, as always, on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to be discussing the fallout from Endgame, the very first film to take place after the battle with Thanos, 2019's Spider-Man Far From Home, starring Tom Holland, Samuel L. Jackson, Cobie Smulders, Zendaya, Jon Favreau, J.B. Smoove, Jacob Batalon, Martin Starr, Marissa Tomei, Jake Gyllenhaal, N'Gori Rice, Ben Mendelsohn, Sharon Blinn, and J.K. Simmons. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during the introduction, today we're going to be discussing the first MCU film to deal with the fallout from Endgame, Spider-Man Far From Home. And our film opens in Extencio, Mexico, as Nick Fury and Maria Hill investigate an unnatural storm where they encounter the Earth Elemental. They meet Quentin Beck, a superpowered individual who shows up and defeats the creature, and subsequently gets recruited by Fury and Hill. Meanwhile, in New York City, the Midtown School of Science and Technology completes its school year, which had been restarted to accommodate the students who had disintegrated 5 years earlier as a result of Thanos' actions. They had reappeared unaged thanks to the actions of the Avengers. The school organizes a 2-week summer field trip to Europe, where Peter Parker, who is still mourning the death of his mentor, Tony Stark, plans to reveal to his classmate, MJ, that he likes her. Happy Hogan informs Parker that Fury intends to contact him, but Peter ignores Fury's call. Peter and his classmates travel to Venice, Italy, where the water elemental attacks. Peter helps to protect his classmates while Beck arrives and defeats the creature. Fury finally meets with Peter and gives him Tony Stark's glasses, which were designed for Iron Man's successor. The glasses enable Peter to communicate with and take command of the artificial intelligence Edith, which stands for Even Dead, I'm the Hero, which has access to Stark Industries databases and commands a large orbital weapon supply. Beck explains that he is from a parallel Earth, Earth 833, while Peter and everything that has happened within the MCU is Earth 616. Beck explains that in his Earth, the four elementals killed his family and destroyed his civilization, with only the fire elemental left to destroy. Beck predicts that it'll attack Prague, which are the same dimensional coordinates as they were supposedly on his world. Peter declines Fury's invitation to join the fight, opting instead to return to his class's field trip. Nick Fury secretly changes the class's itinerary in order to divert the students to Prague. Once there, Peter is forced to help Beck fight the fire elemental to once again protect his friends. Beck manages to destroy the creature with Parker's help, and Fury and Hill invite Peter and Beck to Berlin in order to discuss the formation of a new superhero team. But Parker decides that Beck should go alone, and transfers the control of Edith to him. Once Parker leaves, Beck celebrates alongside ex-Stark Industries employees with whom he had been working with in order to masquerade as a superhero. We discover that Beck was actually fired from his position as Stark's holographic illusions specialist for his unstable nature, and that he's been using advanced projectors to simulate both his powers and the elementals, and now hopes to use Edith's orbital weaponized drones in order to increase the scale of his illusions and fraudulently establish himself as an Avenger-level hero. After MJ tells Peter that she knows that he is Spider-Man, they discover that a piece of debris that MJ retrieved during the battle with the Fire Elemental is a projector, which shows the Air Elemental, which leads them to realize Beck's deception. Peter then travels to Berlin in order to warn Fury, only to be tricked by Beck using an illusion of Fury. Peter unknowingly reveals the names of his friends who know about Beck's plan. Left for dead by Beck, Peter contacts Happy Hogan, who comes for him and flies him to London, where his classmates are. Beck uses Edith to orchestrate a fusion of all of the elementals as a cover to kill Peter's friends. Spider-Man is able to disrupt the illusions, so Beck retaliates, attacking Peter with drones. Spider-Man is able to regain control of Edith and defeats Beck, who is hit by a misfired gunshot from one of the drones. Before he dies, Beck tells one of his associates to retrieve the data from the drones. And after returning to New York City, Peter begins a relationship with MJ. In our mid-credits scene, J. Jonah Jameson of the DailyBugle.net broadcasts doctored footage of the London incident in which Beck frames Spider-Man for the drone attack as well as his death, and exposes Spider-Man's identity to the world, much to Peter's shock. And our post-credit scene reveals that Fury and Hill were really the Skrulls, Talos and Sorin in disguise, under orders from the real Fury while he is away commanding a Skrull spaceship. This one was really interesting, as it's the only film to take place in the MCU that I had not seen yet. And I don't know why I had never seen it. It was really, really good. And if you remember the other day when we did Spider-Man Homecoming, I said that I wasn't really feeling Zendaya as MJ, and that I was going to wait to see how I felt with Far From Home before I got too much deeper in that. Zendaya redeemed herself here, because I really liked where she took the character in this one. And kind of seeing the awkward love story begin to develop between her and Peter, I thought it was handled really, really well. I think the way they came off of Endgame and the death of Tony Stark, Iron Man, and the way they referenced it, and they had the murals kind of on the buildings, I thought that was a nice touch, a good way to kind of remember the fallen, the in memoriam video that they ran in the beginning to the music, "I Will Always Love You" by Whitney Houston. I thought was a comical yet touching tribute to do. I liked how even though Tony was gone, we still kept Happy in the story to kind of keep that connection to Tony, since Happy had been basically his right hand, his assistant, his bodyguard, whatever, for all those years. Happy still being there leaves that little connection to Tony Stark for Peter. And even though it isn't Tony, it's still a piece of Tony. You know, I really kind of hope that Pepper shows up in the third one to kind of keep the same vibe going, so that there's still just enough, a little piece of Tony left behind in the films for Peter, even though Tony isn't there anymore. I liked Fury and Hill being prominent in this film. You know, I love Sam Jackson anyway, so, but if you think about it, Nick Fury's role traditionally is kind of resorted to a scene or two, with the exception of like the Avengers and the Winter Soldier. Those movies, he had a little bit more prominent roles. Otherwise, he usually gets one, maybe two scenes in a film. So for him to have another film here where he's a little bit more prominent, I liked that. And then Maria Hill as well. I like the character of Maria Hill. I think Cobie Smulders does an amazing job with her. Jake Gyllenhaal as Quentin Beck, Mysterio. I thought he did a great job of deceiving Peter and earning his trust. My only beef with him was that once it was revealed that he was the villain, he needed to go straight into villainous ways. And I feel like once we knew he was the villain and the trigger was pulled and the real reveal was made, there was still a little bit of tap dancing around it with Peter. It was like, we know who you are now. Make it so, you know, be diabolical and evil. There's no sense in trying to sugarcoat who you are anymore. That was my only nitpick with it. I liked the way they worked the Skrulls into it and how, you know, they brought them back after Captain Marvel, which is the other film where Nick Fury, Sam Jackson played a pretty integral part. He's basically had one movie per phase where he's a little bit more prominent. You know, the Avengers for phase one, Winter Soldier for phase two, Captain Marvel for phase three, Far From Home, also phase three technically. So he's had about one movie per phase there. But I like how they brought the Skrulls back in and how we're still teasing that they're out there and how Fury is still working with them after the events of Captain Marvel. I thought that was a nice touch. When it comes to my rating for Far From Home, I am going to give it 4 out of 5. Only because of, like I said, with the Mysterio thing, how I feel like once the trigger was pulled, he should have just been full on heel instead of still trying to nitpick a little bit with Peter and sugarcoat who he really is. 4 out of 5 stars for me for Far From Home. What do you guys think out there? Those of you that seen it, if you're watching the premiere, let me know. Leave your thoughts and comments here. If you're watching on demand, leave your thoughts and comments down here. But when you get out there on the social medias, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys get out there. Do what that commercial just told you. Go to teespring.com/stores/Jeff Meacham Network for all the official merchandise of the Casa D18 Studios Brotherhood. Get you your Renegade JJ Williams shirt, Dad's Not Always on Wrestling, Stat Boy Sports Bar, hashtag Stat Boy Approved, hashtag Shenanigans. Get you your official Jeff Meacham Network t-shirts, 3 different designs of the Jeff Meacham Network logo for you to choose from, along with Talk Wrestling, Meachamania, and more. It's summertime, beach bonfires, pool parties, barbecues. Go to the Teespring store, get yourself a tank top. You can choose from the Renegade JJ Williams or Meachamania. Either one's the perfect accessory for those hot summer days and those hotter summer nights. Get out there, show your love and support. While you're showing your love and support, do what that ticker tells you. Do you enjoy my videos, my daily content? If so, go to that PayPal link, send me a few buck donation. Keep in mind, I'm not monetized yet, so the only way I'm going to make any money is if you out there go and do what that ticker tells you to do and send me a few dollars for a donation. You don't want to send money? That's cool. Go to the Linktree link that scrolls across the bottom of the screen there. Put that into the URL. Click on the link for my Amazon movie wish list, which I'm constantly updating. Grab a film for me. When it comes, I'll open it up live on Renegade Recap. Just like I always do my movie mail segment, I'll give you guys a shout out. And likewise, when I factor it into one of my theme months and can sit down, watch it, review it, I'll give you guys another shout out. And I'll show you guys the same amount of love out there that you guys show me. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. When we leave the MCU behind and talk about 3 of the less desirable movies that Marvel Comics has put out. And the first one of those we're going to discuss is 2003's Daredevil, starring Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Michael Clark Duncan, Colin Farrell, Jon Favreau, Joe Pantoliano, David Keith, Eric Avari, Ellen Pompeo, and Coolio. You're not going to want to miss out tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on Renegades Reviews when I discuss Daredevil. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tuned in for the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. Likewise, to all my loyal fans and viewers out there, tuning in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of my loyal fans and viewers that tune in on a regular basis. Thank you very much for watching, and I will see you guys next time.